It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni, our MSO Baseball Insider. And Andy, let's begin with the Red Sox. What's the latest breaking news, so to speak, with the team?
Well, nothing earth-shattering at this point, Bill. Good morning, everyone. And we see what's happening out there. Well, I'll tell you this. Pitchers and catchers reporting to Fort Myers JetBlue Park on Sunday. First official workouts begin on Tuesday. So we are getting closer and closer to the all-important spring training season. And of course, that hopefully means in our area that snow will be coming to an end at some point and we can enjoy spring, but we will see. But Chris Sale and Pablo Sandoval, who appears to be 40 pounds lighter, have already begun working out at JetBlue Park.
Both of them are 40 pounds lighter?
Well, Pablo is.
Oh, okay.
If Chris Sale lost 40 pounds, then he'd blow away. He wouldn't even be there.
No, right. I know. Well, good for Pablo. That's great. What other Red Sox news? Are any signings or things like that, player notes?
Well, the Red Sox did sign backup outfielder, 34-year-old Carlos Quinton, to a minor league deal. He's a right-handed batter. Quinton last played in the majors for the Padres in 2014. He did have a career-high 36 home runs with the White Sox in 2008, so a potential power bat off the bench, but most likely he'll begin the season if he accepts the outright condition to go to Pawtucket once spring training is over. But we'll just see what happens there. That's someone added to the minor league roster. Elsewhere, four members of the Red Sox will be playing in the World Baseball Classic, which begins on March 6th. Hanley Ramirez and Fernando Abad will be playing for the Dominican Republic. Xander Bogaerts takes the field for the Netherlands, and Eduardo Rodriguez will be pitching for Venezuela. Red Sox first exhibition game is February 23rd. Playing at JetBlue Park against Northeastern.
Now, I also understand as they come north out of spring training, they'll stop in at the U.S. Naval Academy?
Yes, this was announced yesterday, Bill. Red Sox and Nationals will play the preseason game at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, April 1st. The Nationals will be hosting a preseason game at the Naval Academy through 2019. So for the next three spring trainings, they will be hosting one final game of the preseason before the regular season gets underway.
And any other notes? I know it was Truck Day this week, which we talked about last time.
Yeah, Monday was a big day. Of course, you had the Patriots rolling rally, and also on Monday it was Truck Day for the Red Sox fans lining up to see the truck depart and head on down to Fort Myers. So that was quite interesting, as the usual fans get all charged up to see equipment being put into a truck, and Wally was out there getting all wound up. But the truck departed, and it should be there any moment, I would think, at this point.
You know, what amazes me, Andy, is that apparently sunflower seeds are a better buy up here, and they're worth bringing all the way down on a truck than they are just having them sent to spring training in Florida. I don't get that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess the prices are a little cheaper than heading on to the local convenience store down there at JetBlue Park. So they got to cut the corners where they can.
There you go. Yeah, they have to pay those Florida concession stand prices. All right, as we look around the rest of Major League Baseball, what are you seeing for news notes?
Well, Major League Baseball looking for some new ways to improve pace of play. A couple thoughts being floated out there. No longer will a pitcher have to throw four balls for an intentional walk, and also expanding the strike zone is another possibility. Of course, any new possibilities to change pace of play will have to be approved by the players' union to go into effect. So these are just ideas being floated out there. Nothing going to change for the upcoming season. And also Major League Baseball is announcing an experiment in the minor leagues this year with a new extra innings rule. This will be happening in the rookie-level Gulf Coast League and Arizona League. If a game goes into extra innings, they'll start each inning with a runner on second base. So we'll have to see how that all plays. I don't see how that speeds the game up, because you've already played full nine innings. You're in extra innings as it is. So if you go into extra innings, that means you've been playing for a while. Putting a runner on second base to start each inning, what does that really accomplish? They say potentially saving pitchers, and if a game goes 18, 20 innings, you don't have to put a position player in to pitch, that type of thing. But I'm not thrilled with this one either, but we'll have to see what happens.
No, I can definitely see the intentional walk, just saying, hey, go to first base, because that nothing ever happens in that anymore, with those four pitches that I ever seen. And the other one, I'm not sure I'm a fan of that. That seems to change the game a little too much.
No, it changes the game totally. Yeah. Simply you're going to potentially walk a guy to put a couple guys on, look for a double play, and the batter's going to look to bunt, and you get a sacrifice fly, game's over. It's a waste of time. And you look at the intentional walk situation, throwing the four balls. How often do you get an intentional walk in the game to begin with? So how much time are they saving when you break it down? It's not going to make a big difference as to the time of a game. throw balls for an intentional walk. So.
No, I'm with you, but I still think it's just wave them and put them on first base and cut the charades. You know what I'm saying? You know, so. All right.
There's always that one or two wild pitches you see during an intentional walk during the season, so you'd miss that excitement.
Yeah, that's not that exciting though. All right, here we go. Now the Mike Napoli has been signed, right?
Yes, Mike Napoli has finally found a home for the 2017 season. He's going back to the Texas Rangers, signing a one-year deal worth $8.5 million. This will be Napoli's third tour with the Rangers. He played for the Rangers in 2011, 2012, and he went back again in 2015 after the Red Sox sent him over there. So Napoli will be quite familiar with the surroundings when he shows up to spring training this year.
So if he's a member of the Rangers, does that mean he's looking for Tom Brady's jersey?
On the case, no question about it. He has now joined that group that's investigating everywhere. So we'll see if he's the one, maybe could find it.
I'm sure I trust him. I do. I just trust him. Yeah. All right. And finally, there's a couple of other player notes. I know you've got notes on the Royals, the Yankees, and even the Reds.
Well, we'll start off with the Yankees. They signed first baseman Chris Carter to a one-year, $3.5 million deal. Last year, Carter, right-handed hitter, tied for the National League lead with 41 home runs. This is kind of a move, I think, to offset some of the Red Sox left-handed pitching when you have Chris Sale and David Price and Eduardo Rodriguez in starting rotation. So maybe we'll see Chris Carter launch some balls over the Green Monster during the season when the Yankees come to town. The Royals have signed pitcher Jason Hamill to a two-year, $16 million deal. Last year, Hamill won 15 games for the world champion Cubs. He's filling in for the rotation spot after the death of Yordano Ventura a few weeks ago. Cincinnati Reds, their high-priced starter Homer Bailey, who signed a contract for over $100 million a few years ago. And since he signed that contract, he's been pretty much injured. Had Tommy John surgery, came back toward the end of last year, and now he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks after having surgery this week to remove bone spurs from his elbow. Other news and notes to wrap things up. Pittsburgh Pirates have announced that five-time All-Star center fielder Andrew McCutchen, he's now going to be a right fielder this year. And the Oakland A's announced that the field at O.com Coliseum will be named Ricky Henderson Field beginning this season. Henderson also joining the front office as a special assistant to the team president for the A's.
Well, that's great for Ricky. And is there a story behind the Pirates center fielder moving over to right field at McCutchen?
Well, they feel that he's reached the advanced age of close to 30, and they kind of feel that his defensive prowess kind of slacked off a bit last year, so they feel that their younger right fielder, Starling Marte, who covers a lot of ground and did fill in for McCutchen at times at center field during injuries, is the better option at this point. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. I'm sure that's not going to make McCutchen very happy. There's been trade rumors involving McCutchen all off season, so just this is another little thing to add to his aggravation, I'm sure, being moved from center to right and all those trade possibilities, so we'll have to see what happens there.
Yeah, I figure there's a story behind that story, and that, that in my point, I'm not even an outfielder, I'm not even a DH, so oh man, okay, all right. All right, Andy, good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds like a plan, Bill.
Our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.